This is VOA News via remote. Leaders of the world's largest economies unveiled an infrastructure plan for the developing world to compete with China's global initiatives, but there's no immediate consensus on how forcefully to call out Beijing over human rights abuses. U.S. President Joe Biden also has held talks at the summit site in England with French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron told Biden it was great to have a U.S. president part of the club and willing to cooperate. Relations between the allies have become strained during the 4 years of former President Donald Trump's presidency and as America's first foreign policy. European Union negotiators say an international talk on the Iran nuclear agreement are on track to revive the deal, which crumbled after the United States withdrew in 2018. Senior diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain held a 90-minute meeting with the Iranian representatives at a hotel in the Austrian capital Saturday. A representative told reporters in Vienna that the EU hopes to find ways to get very close to a final agreement in the coming days. The United States is not formally part of the meetings that launched in Vienna earlier this year, but the administration of President Joe Biden has signaled willingness to rejoin the deal. Iran's seven presidential candidates have offered starkly different views in the country's final debate. Hardliners on Saturday described those seeking ties with the West as infiltrators. The race's sole moderate warned a hardline government would only bring more sanctions from the Islamic Republic. Next week's election will see voters pick a candidate to replace the relatively moderate President Rouhani, whose term is limited from running again.